You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Marcel Price is on a mission. Use poetry and the spoken word to encourage young people to open up about mental health and wellness. As Fable the Poet, this young Michigander has been visiting high schools all around Michigan and across the country, helping kids understand their shared struggles. Now, he's taking all of this national with something he's calling the Unpacking Tour. Fable is back with us on Stateside. It's so good to see you.
It is so good to see you. Thank you for having us back.
And I want to welcome your partner in this national tour, the poet KFG, K. Foster Goodrich. KFG, so glad you're here.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Well, what spurred the idea to package this as the Unpacking Tour and go national?
Well, we both have a very similar message. We both share a past of dealing with trauma, hardship, abuse, as well as we both have our own struggles with mental health. So one day, Kay gave me a call on their way back from Texas, I believe.
Yeah.
And was like, we should go on a tour. And I was like, all right, if you're about it, let's do it.
Yeah.
So for months and months and months, we started planning and getting all mapped out.
Yeah, it seemed like a great idea. I had just driven through the night, had pounded a 5-hour energy. The sun was rising. And I was like, yeah, I want to be on the road all the time. Who will travel with me? Fable, of course. Let's go.
So what will this tour consist of? What will you be doing?
Well, we'll be at a variety of venues all across the country. We're going to be starting out in North Carolina, South Carolina. We'll be in Texas, Florida, 15 states, something like that. We'll be going around to venues.
Pennsylvania, Colorado.
Oh, boy. Got to log a lot of miles.
Yeah.
Sitting in front of who?
It'll be a variety of individuals. It'll be people who are taking up normal, like, local nightlife, who are in clubs. Some of these places will be bookstores. Some of these places will be partnerships with organizations, like little branches of Mental Health America across the country. And it's going to be a variety of different individuals. And really what we're going to be doing is using poetry as a way to help people unpack, helping them talk about what they're going through and feel comfortable vocalizing. Because too many times we have people, especially adults, who shove everything in a closet and is like, all right, I don't have to deal with it now.
Put it up on the back shelf,
exactly.
But it's festering away, and
right.
It's probably stuff they've carried since they were young people.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. So this is kind of taking the work you've been doing in high schools, Fable, and blowing it up.
Yeah.
And trying to reach, you know, really on a national level.
Reaching those grown-ups. Right now we're working with the kids and giving them these tools to express their emotions. And now we're able to reach adults and tell them that, like, hey, those things that you've been carrying since you were a kid, you don't have to carry for the rest of your life. You don't need to be ashamed of it. And you can have healthy, open communication with the people around you. And if you can plant that seed, it grows to a national, global scale.
Can you give me an idea of what you'll be doing? And how, like, I'm curious what kind of things you might say or do on stage that could be the key to unlock that.
Yeah. So really what we do is we kind of start with an icebreaker. We both like to tell stories. So we start off with stories that then weave in and out of our poetry. And in the middle of it, we take a brief pause. And we do, I'm not going to give you all the details, but what we do is we do an interactive exercise that gets all the adults to kind of step out of their shell and to be vulnerable with one another and to really express the things that they feel that they've been carrying. And then after that, we kind of go back into poetry to be a little bit more uplifting and to kind of like break the tension and to break the, oh my gosh, I was just so vulnerable around all these people who I don't know. And then we just go into sharing our stories. And then we do some that's a little bit lighter and funnier to then pick people back up. But it's just weaving in and out of story and poetry and interactive exercises, because in a lot of these places, a lot of people aren't really familiar with one another. Like, they might go to shows and see each other at shows all the time, but they really don't know the hardships one another share.
Well, when you think about it, in 2017, it's funny. I was driving around a couple of weekends ago in the lovely old city of Romeo in Macomb County, looking at those beautiful old homes that all go back to the mid-1800s up to the early 1900s, and they all had porches up in the front. And I was saying to my husband, who's Irish, we would all sit outside on our porches, America used to. Now, everybody's in the back on their deck, and you don't see each other, and you may not know the name of the person who lives next door to you. And that is an awfully isolating thing, whether we realize it or not, isn't it?
Yeah, that's very true. I think about where I grew up, where everybody was out on their porches. And now that I've moved to Grand Rapids, to the city, I don't necessarily see people out and about. You really have to make an effort to get connected with people nowadays. And because we have so much technology, we can kind of think that we are more connected, and in a way we are. We're able to access more information and share more information in that way, but it's not as personal. It doesn't have the emotional human connection aspect of it, and you have to go out of your way to do that.
And Marcel, what price do you think we're paying as a society for that sense of not knowing who's living next door?
Oh, it's huge. The depersonalization of all of it, I mean, definitely pays a toll. I mean, we live in an era of tweets, and we live
behind a screen name.
We live behind a screen name. We live in a society that's almost more comfortable calling people out than pulling people in. And that's really the beauty behind this tour, is that we'll be able to pull people in and get people who might have opposing views to share in front of one another and to be vulnerable and to start, at least in this pocket, at that show, at that place, at that time, create a forum where people are comfortable getting to know one another and humanizing one another instead of tearing each other down.
Right. From a distance, once you have somebody far enough away, then all the details kind of melt into the background and you just have a stereotype standing
there. It's easy
there.
To otherize.
Yeah. You just treat somebody like a stereotype and not as the person. Once you get close to them, it's terrifying. It is vulnerable because it's like, okay, I'm going to get to know you and you're really going to get to know me. But that's where you can hash things out. You can actually have a conversation about these things.
I'm talking with the poet KFG and Fable the poet, West Michiganders, both of them heading on the road nationally with the Unpacking Tour, bringing a sense of a message of mental wellness and mental health, not only to young people, as you've been doing, but really all ages. And we have to talk about the fact, Fable, that you were recently named Poet Laureate for the city of Grand Rapids. What did that mean to get that award?
It's a huge honor. Words don't even, they won't even really describe it in full, just because it's so surreal. Like, I'm the first individual of color in Grand Rapids city history to ever hold laureateship. I'm the youngest person in city history. The youngest, I think, was age 40 before. It really blows me away. And I'm excited to be able to use my laureateship to get a lot of other artists in our city on larger stages and really to make a name for individuals who are trying to do positive work for positive results.
Exciting. I know. I can tell how proud you are.
I am so
looking
proud.
Okay. Now, there's a tour all mapped up then? You're going to start out when?
Right now, the tour is all mapped out, but we're still definitely booking dates.
I was going to say, Michigan dates?
Yep. We do have a couple Michigan dates, but we're still looking to fill them. So if any organization is hearing this, any school is hearing this, if anybody's like, hey, we do work with youth or we do work around mental health, please reach out to us, contact us, because we're definitely happy to add dates to this.
And what would be a good website to do that?
You could reach out at theunpackingtour@gmail.com. Of course, you can always reach out via my website, www.mindoffable.com.
We'll put that on our website at michiganradio.org. I'm not letting you go without asking, give us a poem, give us something.
Ooh,
give us something to chew on.
Something.
Yeah.
Okay.
Don't mind us, because these poems are meant to be quiet. Said doctors about the child that was stillborn, moving. Said factors about the lifestyle we still live, yet soothing us more than the antidepressants, because isn't it depressing how life works sometimes, yet isn't it refreshing how life works sometimes? I'm sorry. I guess that must be the bipolar. When you're used to life looking like Saturday morning cartoons and you know why you love ninjas, pizza, and turtles, to not understanding why life's hurdles seem to match Berlin walls as you crumble to pharmaceutical commercials because the jingle over the symptoms matches the dinner bell and for some reason you're starving to feel normal.
Well, wonderful. So just a tiny taste of what people will be experiencing across the country on the Unpacking Tour offered by West Michigan poets KFG and Fable the poet. Best of luck, and it'll be fun. Come back and tell us what it was like after you've been across the country, you've learned, and how that's going to be informing your work in the future. KFG and Fable the poet from West Michigan, thank you so very much for sharing your work with us on Stateside.
Thank you.
Thank you.